Wednesday means it's time for Neighbors in Action, when we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Mid-Michigan is a culturally diverse region. Lansing has long been known as a place where refugees from various parts of the world have come to build a new life. One agency at the forefront of serving refugees is St. Vincent Catholic Charities. The agency is now observing World Refugee Awareness Week, a program established by the United Nations to celebrate the contributions of refugees. Joining us today, Marissa Nally, the Community Outreach Coordinator with St. Vincent Catholic Charities Refugee Services Office in Lansing. Welcome, Marissa.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. The Lansing area has a pretty diverse refugee population. How did we come to be such a large resettlement zone, if you will?
I think we as a community have a lot to offer. We have a very welcoming community here in Lansing. We have a lot of opportunity. We have a lot of job opportunity. We have a lot of housing opportunity. And we just have an overall welcoming community that allows us to be able to bring in multiple cultures from all over the place and make them feel at home here.
What's the reception procedure like? What interaction exactly takes place between St. Vincent Catholic Charities and individual refugees or families here to get this process started?
Sure. So we learn refugees are coming a couple weeks to a couple months before they arrive. So we start to prepare for their arrival. We get their flight number, that kind of information, and we meet them at the airport. So we have staff from St. Vincent Catholic Charities who meets them at the airport. We've already established housing for them, as well as furnished the homes and stocked the fridge and the cabinets with groceries. We take them from the airport to their new home, where we conduct a little orientation of what they need to know about living in that neighborhood where we've place them, and about, you know, maybe how certain appliances work that might work a little bit differently than where they're from, that sort of thing. We also give very extensive general orientation about living in the United States, cultural differences they might experience, as well as extensive training for employment services in order to really equip them with everything they need to begin their lives here.
Over the course of a year, do you know how many refugees settle in Greater Lansing?
We average between 600 and 700 refugees annually. Last year, so for fiscal year 2014, I believe we resettled 602. And the year before that, it was 699. So we are a pretty large resettlement site.
I guess so.
Yeah, we get a lot of people each year.
Tell us about the role that your volunteers play working with refugees. How many volunteers do you have, first of all?
Specifically in refugee services, I would say we have about 60 volunteers, and they are vital to the success of our refugees.
I would imagine. Between 600 and 700 a year.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And with those individuals who come, that 600 to 700, we are funded to serve them for 90 days, which is not very much time when you're trying to equip someone to live a new life and become self-sufficient here in the United States. So that is really where our volunteers come into play. And that's the great thing about my job, is I get to connect volunteers with families, and they really get to be their first friend here in the United States, maybe the first American they've met outside of St. Vincent Catholic Charities. And they help them after the 90 days, where we are now getting new families. So we are kind of moving on and hoping that that volunteer can help them with any further questions that they might have.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, and how do you train the volunteers? Do the volunteers undergo any kind of training or orientation?
They do. I personally train all of the volunteers. So we go through an orientation where we discuss appropriate boundaries, cultural differences, how to interact when there's a language barrier, which is a huge part of it. There are definitely barriers between the refugee and the volunteer, but it really takes a big heart and a compassionate person to be willing to kind of plow through those barriers. I work with our volunteers to harness that within themselves so that they can really be successful with our clients.
Our guest today is Marissa Nally, the Community Outreach Coordinator with St. Vincent Catholic Charities Refugee Services Office here in Lansing. We're in the midst of World Refugee Awareness Week, a day established by the United Nations to honor the many people who fled their homes under various circumstances. Do you actively try to match a volunteer's talents and experiences and expertise with a refugee's needs? Can you customize that in any way?
I do. So when we are looking for refugees who are interested in having what we call a family mentor, that's what we would call our family volunteers who are working with the refugees, we figure out what do they want to work on. Are the refugees interested in improving their English? Are they interested in finding out how to apply for higher education or improving their resume? And we look at what our volunteer skills are. Do we have a former teacher that can help with English as a second language? Do we have someone who is maybe in higher education that can help with the process of applying for university, things like that? So we do. We ask the volunteer what their talents are and what they want to share, and we do the best that we can to match them with the needs of our refugees.
How hard do you have to work to recruit these 60 volunteers? I mean, does just getting 60 volunteers in the door require an awful lot of work?
We do a lot of recruitment because I think some people aren't sure how they can become involved with refugees. They're not sure what they can do because, like I said, sometimes those barriers are a little bit scary. But we do get quite a few people who come in on their own. They have a passion for working with international populations, and we get them right in as soon as we can.
What tends to be most challenging here in the interaction between the volunteer and the refugee family?
The language barrier. Okay. I would say the language barrier is probably the biggest challenge, but it's the biggest initial challenge because quickly they will find a way to communicate, whether it's using English or not, whether it's through, sometimes people may be able to read and write English but not speak it. So whether they're writing or whether they're using hand gestures or whether they're using some sort of an app that has a translation service on it.
Google Translate.
But once that's kind of, that barrier is broken, it opens up so many other things. I think that's the initial kind of scary factor for people. But once they've had their first experience, I've had everyone come back to me and say, oh, it wasn't that bad. We can communicate.
Is there a part of the world that many of Lansing's refugee families come from? Or is it just too diverse that there is no pattern to that?
We are a very diverse resettlement site here in Lansing, but our biggest populations, especially right now, are coming from Somalia as well as Iraq. And the country as a whole is beginning to prepare for Syrians who may be coming in the next 6 months to a year. But we have populations from Burma, from Bhutan, Somalia, Congo, Sudan, everywhere. We're very diverse.
In many places in this country, refugees have faced violence and discrimination. Back in 2011 and 2012, some refugees in South Lansing were harassed. They had their cars vandalized. Does St. Vincent play any kind of role in preventing these kinds of actions or offering help to victims?
We never stop serving clients. So if a client, if we're seeing there's an issue in the community, we attempt to address it. The biggest thing and the best part of my job is that we educate. I'm out in the community. I do community presentations all over in different kinds of organizations, schools, churches, really speaking about refugees, who they are, why they're here, why we should serve them. And I think that education piece is the biggest thing that we can do to help prevent things like that from happening.
Do the families that you process, though, do they face a significant degree of discrimination? Does it happen often?
I would not say often. I think it happens to for everyone in any situation, but I don't think that our refugees are discriminated against more than other people.
Do your volunteers help refugees find employment? What role do you play there in lining up jobs?
So we have our own employment department at Refugee Services. We have a phenomenal employment team who is out in the community building relationships with employers. We also have a great training program where all of our refugees go through Working in America trainings where they are learning work culture in the United States, maybe some differences in the workforce here than where they're coming from. And we really prepare them with those skills and then match them with the employer.
Very interesting. Fascinating stuff. We want to thank our guest, Marissa Nally. We'll also point out that you are unveiling a peace pole at the main office of the Department of Health and Human Services on Cedar Street in Lansing. You are playing a role in that. But Marissa is the Community Outreach Coordinator with Refugee Services Division of St. Vincent Catholic Charities in Lansing. We've been talking about how her agency works with volunteers who help refugees navigate their new lives here in mid-Michigan. Marissa, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions. currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us, please, a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.